Tablet 33. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Revelation 21, verse 7. Those who reach pure consciousness will become the sons of God, as Christ reached pure consciousness and became the Son of God. Those who overcome their lower natures will become sons of God, as those who overcome their false egos will become his sons. Also, they will inherit all things because they are his sons, and sons inherit all things from their Father, God. So the prerequisite of becoming his son is to overcome the lower nature. No one will overcome it for you, but it is you who should put forth effort. Your effort will win his grace, and you will be saved. This is the final resurrection, when the plan will be completed. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21, verse 8. But those people who do not follow the holy life or have as their goal to become divine will be cast out into the lake of fire, earth, manifested world, or ignorance. All these things are related to the lower nature of man. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Revelation 21, verse 9. His wife is truth. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Revelation 21, verse 10. Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like unto a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Revelation 21, 11. It is a beautiful place to be. It is pure light, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Revelation 21, verse 12. John is symbolically describing what this city, pure consciousness, is. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. Revelation 21, 13. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Revelation 21, 14. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. Revelation 21, 15. Only the person who reaches pure consciousness understands how great and infinite the realities behind this universe are. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. Revelation 21:16. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. Revelation 21:17. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. Revelation 21:18. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald. Revelation 21:19. The fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysorosis, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. Revelation 21:20. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. Revelation 21:21. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Revelation 21:22. All these things symbolize the beauty of that state of pure consciousness and or his kingdom. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Revelation 21:23. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. Revelation 21:24. Those leaders who have followed his will, Paravipras, will also be there and will be glorified, the kings of the earth to bring their glory and honor unto it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. Revelation 21:25. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Revelation 21:26. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Revelation 21:27. Only those who are in the book of the Lamb, those who overcame and reached pure consciousness, can enter this heaven, or this place that is symbolically described in such a beautiful way. It is pure light, pure consciousness, all-embracing, infinite beauty, infinite understanding, and all the beautiful things that the imagination can grasp.